the challenges that we in law enforcement face.
Sessions said the Trump administration would like to increase funding to law enforcement to fight the things that he mentioned in his speech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We all need to take care of our hearts. And the best way to do that is with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. It's a powerful antioxidant that supports heart health. CoQ10 is also essential to cellular energy production. The energy-producing mitochondria inside your cells need CoQ10 to power essential organs like your heart and brain. And Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 absorbs better than other CoQ10 supplements. And now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus a complimentary bottle of vitamin D3, also from Life Extension. And, of course, free shipping and handling on both of these vital supplements. Just call toll-free 1-855-870-6622. That's 1-855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Charges being brought today against the man who is accused of bombing an Air Force recruitment center in Oklahoma. Chris Barnes with more.
The FBI says the person arrested for the bombing was someone who they discovered had sent hate mail to the Air Force.
That led to a review of the defendant's Facebook information. That led to the review of finding a witness who indicated that he'd seen someone leave on a red motorcycle simultaneously with hearing the explosion.
Acting U.S. Attorney Loretta Radford saying that Ben Roden is charged with setting off the explosive at the recruitment center in Bigsby late Monday night. She says Roden was upset after he'd been rejected by the U.S. Marines. I'm Chris Barnes.
Former President Jimmy Carter recovering after he collapsed at a Habitat for Humanity building in Canada today. According to Habitat for Humanity CEO, the 92-year-old former president was treated for dehydration at the scene and taken to a Winnipeg hospital as a precaution. A Habitat spokeswoman said Carter told everyone he's okay and told everyone to keep building. USA Radio News.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bugbee Gun 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bugbee Gun. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bugbee Gun. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Is this just a joke or is he for real? A music star says he's going to run for the Senate. Here's Chris Barnes.
No sign of any campaign documents being filed yet, but he has launched a KidRockForSenate.com website that he says is not a joke, tweeting that a major announcement is coming in the future. Incumbent Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow put out a fundraising email recently saying, while she's not sure if it's real or just a publicity stunt, the possibility has to be taken seriously, quote, after Donald Trump's surprising win last year. I'm Chris Barnes.
An interesting conflict is brewing in California between a woman trying to protect a Vietnam Memorial sign and the family of a young girl killed in a horrific traffic accident. Jason Campidonia has this story.
The memorial is for Ciara Smith and marks the spot at a Redondo Beach intersection where the 13-year-old died in a horrific accident. The crash happened more than 2 months ago, and since then, a woman who lives in the area has thrown most of the memorial items away. She claims it covers up a Los Angeles County Vietnam Veterans Memorial Highway sign on the same corner. Police say the flowers, pictures, and cards are on private property, and the woman could face charges. I'm Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
And just coming in, authorities saying a missing Jersey Shore girl has been found dead. A Monmouth County authority confirms the remains of 11-year-old Abigail Smith were discovered late this morning. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to...
You are now tuning in to Experience Hunterdon, and I'm Laura Cummins, and I am today's host for this outstanding program, which is part of the Living Hunterdon radio series. And it's a pleasure to be here and talk a little more about what is going on here in Hunterdon County, one of the largest counties here in New Jersey. So before we get started with today's program, I just wanted to go into today's weather. And I'm pretty sure you can see outside that it is quite cloudy and the humidity is pretty thick. So we're hoping that between tonight and tomorrow, some of this humidity will start to ease up a little bit and we can go into some cooler temperatures. And it looks as though tomorrow is going to be a little bit of a rainy day, but it looks like it's going to turn around this upcoming weekend. So we will be back momentarily, and we will get today's program started. So stay tuned.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, we are back. Welcome to Experience Hunterdon. And I am your guest, Laura Cummins, and we are here in the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Studios, which is located in downtown Flemington. And we are so happy to be here today. And this is the first show of Experience Hunterdon, which again is a part of the Living Hunterdon radio series. So we are on the second Thursday of each month from 4 to 5 p.m. And each month we're going to have a variety of different topics in which we're going to cover when it comes to, again, experiencing Hunterdon County, which is one of the largest counties here in the state of New Jersey. So again, I'm your host. I'm Laura Cummins, and I am actually one of the employees here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And we always wanted to do a radio program on tourism, so at least that way we could let not only residents here in Hunterdon County know what is going on, but also individuals who are thinking about possibly coming to our neck of the woods and discover all of the wonderful things that we have to offer here. So on today's program, I really wanted to break it up into some interesting segments. We are in the summer season, and I got to tell you, summer is a wonderful time of year to come here to Hunterdon County, because there is definitely so much going on, from the great outdoors to the different events that we host starting from May all the way to the earlier parts of September to enjoy, again, the summer season. Now, again, when it comes to Hunterdon County, there is so much to do year-round, but for just today's program, wanted to highlight some of the wonderful things that we have going on here during the summer months. So I kind of thought we would start off with the great outdoors, because from the northern part of our county all the way down to the southern part, oh, there is so much to discover and explore and experience, whether you make it a day trip, a weekend, or even if you decide to come for a full week, there is definitely a lot to do here in Hunterdon County. So I wanted to start off by sharing one of my favorite places. And one of the places that I like to go to enjoy the great outdoors here in Hunterdon County is the Delaware and Raritan Canal State Park. And again, this trail is quite lengthy, but I like to start walking this trail at different parts here in Hunterdon. Now, one area that I always like to go to is Frenchtown. So you can drive to Frenchtown, park your car, and you can walk in two different directions when it comes to the canal. You can head, you know, obviously down towards Stockton, or you can go the complete opposite direction and walk up towards Milford. So Frenchtown is one area that I like to enter and walk along the canal. There's so much to see. Besides, obviously, the natural sights, we also have businesses that you can stop and explore along the way, and also see some gorgeous homes as well. So if you really like just taking in the sights, I always encourage people to either walk, run, or even ride your bike along this canal. And this canal, believe it or not, this path is 70 miles long. And it is, I can't believe how much of a popular recreational hub this happens to be. You know, there are certain areas that you could go to that you could enjoy canoeing and also fishing. And I've also noticed sometimes horseback riding as well. So it all depends on the part of the canal path that you enter. Now, ever so often, I do like to go down to Stockton, park there, and head over to the Stockton Market first and see what's new. There are so many artisans there, as well as farmers and other food vendors, and from, you know, desserts to savory items to coffee, there are so many things to sample and savor. So I always like to pop in there first and enjoy a quick bite, and then from there I go on a nice hike along the canal. So again, I just mentioned Frenchtown as being an option. There's also heading down to Stockton as another entry point to the canal. And you can also start walking along the canal even as far down as Lambertville. And there's always something going on in Lambertville. In Lambertville, I tend to park all the way down towards the end of town. And then from there, just, you know, walk either down towards Washington's Crossing Park or walk up then towards Stockton. I always like to challenge myself too. So sometimes what I'll do is I will park in Lambertville and see if I can walk all the way up to Frenchtown and then walk back down to Lambertville. Haven't hit that quite yet. But we've definitely, my family and myself, we have gone up to Stockton, as far as Stockton from Lambertville, and then turned him back around. So, if you enjoy walking, if you enjoy hiking, if you enjoy, you know, just riding your bike, I got to tell you, the canal path is definitely a place you want to check out. And you won't be disappointed, I can guarantee you that. Sometimes what people like to do when they walk along the canal, especially in Lambertville, is they'll head over to the Lambertville station afterwards and enjoy a nice drink at their outdoor bar, or even enjoy a couple of appetizers or a full meal. So again, when you walk along that canal, you get to see so many wonderful things along the way. And I don't want to repeat myself, but I got to tell you, you won't be disappointed. So whether you live here in Hunterdon County or close by, or you're thinking about making a visit, don't miss this wonderful gem, our wonderful canal here. And again, it runs 70 miles long right here in the New Jersey area. So there's a couple of different entry points, and I would definitely add that to your list as far as places to experience here in Hunterdon County. Now, the one place that I always like to go to as far as a wonderful resource when it comes to discovering what's going on here at our parks, because again, the parks that we have here in Hunterdon County, they're endless as far as the different options that they offer. So I always encourage people to visit the Hunterdon County Parks website. It is an excellent resource. Not only do they highlight all of the different parks that we have here in Hunterdon County, but they also offer maps as well. So if you're into hiking, running, walking, riding your bike, fishing, jogging, boating, you have so many options when it comes to the parks that we have here in Hunterdon County. Another one of my favorite places to visit is Spruce Run Park, and that is a little further north in the county. Sometimes I just like to pack a lunch and go up there and bring a blanket, place it in a nice little comfortable area, and just sit back, enjoy my lunch, and then just take in all of the scenery. So with Spruce Run, if you enjoy fishing, that is a prime location. If you like boating, again, that's another great location to enjoy. So I always, again, I encourage people to go to the Hunterdon County Parks website. And if you're looking for something and it's not on their website, give them a call. I'm going to give a shout out really quick to Maggie, who works at the Hunterdon County Parks. She is absolutely wonderful. She will definitely do everything she can to help you find a place that definitely fits your needs. And again, maybe providing additional resources that you may not even be aware of. So if you want to enjoy the great outdoors here in Hunterdon County during the summer months, definitely, like I said, go to the park's website, talk to the different businesses here in the area. They always like to provide some guidance and insight as far as, you know, the different places that you can enjoy. So we're going to take a really quick break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about some other wonderful places that you can enjoy here in Hunterdon County during the summer months. So please stay tuned. We look forward to having you back and listening to the show very soon. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
To Experience Hunterdon. I'm your host, Laura Cummings, and we are recording live right here in our studio in downtown Flemington in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce building here on Main Street. All right, so the first segment of our show, we were talking about different ways in which you can enjoy the great outdoors here in Hunterdon County, and we talked about the Raritan Canal Trail that is pretty extensive here in Hunterdon County, and then also our Hunterdon County parks, as you know, going to them and utilizing them as a great resource to see all of the other different parks and destinations that we have here in Hunterdon County, especially if you do enjoy the great outdoors. So going to continue that conversation for the most part, but I'm going to step it up a little bit. And the one thing that seems to be very popular and something that most people tend to enjoy, and that is wine. People love wine, vino, and here in Hunterdon County, we have a couple of great places to visit. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago, our Leadership Hunterdon class put together a white paper that talked about all of the different vineyards that we have here in Hunterdon County, and it not only highlighted their attributes, but it also talked about how different businesses could be complementary to the vineyards and help stimulate the economic development here in Hunterdon County. So if you're ever interested in reading that white paper, please give us a call here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and we can definitely provide that summary for you. So a couple of the vineyards that I have personally I've been to, and I know the owners or the individuals who run these fantastic places, you have to explore them. You have to really go and see what makes each one so unique and different. So I know just by experience, I've gone to all three of them, and I have received tours and also have had the chance to taste their wines. And it's funny, our Leadership Hunterdon class, they coined us as the Napa Valley of the East Coast. So we would really like to see the wine business grow and further develop here in Hunterdon County. So one of the places that I'm going to mention today is Unionville. And Unionville is located in Ringo, so it's heading towards the southern part of our county. And not only do they have a fantastic tasting room, but you can also hold special events there as well. I know there have been weddings there, to corporate events, and they also hold their own events as well. I know coming up on the 29th of July, which is a Saturday, starting around noon, they're going to have a food truck and live music event. So they're encouraging people to come on out, enjoy some delicious foods, live music, winery tours, barrel samplings. And who doesn't like a food truck event? You get to sample and savor so many different foods. And anybody who's a foodie or not a foodie, this is definitely an event you may want to check out, especially because there is music involved as well. So besides the tours, you'll get to enjoy some tastings. And you never know who you're going to meet there and maybe catch up with some old friends. But bring your picnic blankets, some lawn chairs, and even if you want to bring a small pop-up tent, they definitely encourage you to do that. So if you would like to have some more information, not only on Unionville itself, but you want to see what kind of events they have coming up, please go to their website. That is unionvillevineyards.com. Definitely a great place to visit. And if you have people who are coming in from out of town and you're looking for something fun to do, you know, you can definitely go and check out, you know, their wonderful space. So another space that I like to go and visit, and it's not too far away from Unionville, is Old York Cellars. Old York Cellars, throughout the year, they offer wine and cheese events. They also